This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
This is your WAUK Daily News Roundup for the Shaw, 101.1 FM and 540 AM in Waukesha.
For Civic Media News, I'm Lisa Hale. Work on requests for the state budget is getting underway in December. Terry Barr has the story.
There's a group focusing on the importance of the arts in Wisconsin, and it's getting ready to advocate for more support during the upcoming legislative budget process. Create Wisconsin is a nonprofit based in Madison and trying to expand opportunities in the arts across the state.
It's an investment in people, businesses, organizations, and communities. People are really hungry for that authentic, unique. Mm-hmm. That's what we try to nurture and to assist.
Ann Katz is the director of Create Wisconsin. She says the Badger State remains in last place when it comes to arts funding and support.
Everybody wants their community to be vibrant and healthy and have people visit and live there. And so we try to help people figure out what they need, and then we figure out how we can help them.
A post-election recap and pre-budget planning gets underway next week. Learn more about Create Wisconsin. Go to createwisconsin.org. I'm Terry Barr.
Wisconsin State Parks are moving to a new 12-month admission pass. Brittany Merlot explains the difference.
It's something that's been available in surrounding states and will now be here in Wisconsin, starting Monday, December 2nd. The new pass, available for purchase, will be valid for an entire year from the day you buy it. When previously, all passes expired on
December 31st. I'm Lisa Hale, Civic Media News.
Even if you bought it just a few months prior in October. With the new pass, let's say you purchase it in February. It'll be good until the following February. The pass will be marked to indicate the month and year in which it'll expire. People are encouraged to save time by buying their passes online. Orders placed online will receive an email receipt with a confirmation number that can be used immediately for park entry. I'm Brittany Merlot for Civic Media News.
And I'm Lisa Hale. For these stories and more, visit civicmedia.us.
The Packers get the win. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers won in prime time, 30-17 over the Miami Dolphins. Green Bay jumped out to a 24-3 lead. I asked wide receiver Christian Watson how much the running game with running back Josh Jacobs helped the offense.
Oh, it does a lot. I mean, it's huge. It's a big part of our offense, being able to open things up with the run game. And I mean, we got dudes back there, you know, especially number eight that can make a play at any time. It's all 11 when it comes down to running. You know, making sure we're blocking on the outside because Josh is bound to break one at any time, and then obviously that helps us, in other scenarios where they think runs come in, they load the box, and we're able to get it out to the perimeter.
The Packers improved to 9-3 and face the Lions next week. The Dolphins fall to 5-7. Are their playoff hopes over? Quarterback Tua Tagovailoa.
I wouldn't say the dream's dead for our team just yet. Anything can happen in this league. We're going to watch the film. We're going to look over things that we need to get better at. We're going to come back next week, and we're just going to keep chopping wood. Keep chopping wood. And find a way to win the next game and keep stacking those again.
College football, Wisconsin hosts Minnesota today. The Badgers need a win to keep their streak of bowl game invitations of 22 years in a row still alive. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Mostly sunny and breezy today. We'll get to 26 for a high this afternoon. The wind west at 15 to 25. Tonight it'll be clear with a low of 15. Tomorrow sunshine 27 on Sunday. Mostly sunny with a high near 30. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 15.
That's your WAUK Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at waukradio.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.